The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And this should be our prayer, verse 4. It just always brings me with it to the Lord so close. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold his beauty and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. And in verse 8 it says, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Hallelujah. Wow, Holy Spirit, you're just so beautiful, and we just welcome you even more. We just need you so much in this hour. You're the one of wisdom, of counsel, of truth. And we just thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're here this morning. And we just want you to come in even a greater way. I just pray that everybody here and everybody listening, that Holy Spirit, that you will baptize us afresh with the fire of the anointing of God. That we will be brought so alive in you that sin will be diminished. But only you, Lord, will shine through us. We carry the glory of your presence. Let us be the ones that carry your glory. Hallelujah. Has been a great week. Noel and I were talking yesterday. Do we do it? We're over 70. And we had quite a few phone calls. We feel we're not to come because we're over 70. And I'm going, I know the Lord will protect us. And we just says, no. And Noel says, we'll go ahead. But, you know, the church is the place where we take the peace wherever we go, not to fear. And I just want us to get out your declaration. And we're going to say it together. And believe it. Clive hasn't got one. Sit by. You got one there, Clive. So when Clive's ready, we'll start. Love you, Clive. So let's go now. I declare my hope and trust are in the Lord, who is my refuge and fortress. I activate my faith and give no place to fear, for God is my help in time of need. He is Jehovah Jireh, my provider, Jehovah Rapha, my healer, Jehovah Shalom, my peace. He will keep me safe from evil and not allow any sickness to come near my home. He will place his angels around me and my family to keep us safe from all harm, because I carry the dunamis power of the living God inside me. Therefore, the Holy Spirit will be a force around me, keeping me safe, strong, and healthy in my body, soul, and spirit. I am blessed and not cursed. I will be a blessing and strength to others in this time of need. I will be a source of God's light and life. Bring glory to the Lord in all I say and do. I agree with God's word that this will be my time of victory, peace, and increase in Jesus' mighty name. Let's give the Lord a real clap, because this is so, it's amazing. So put that on your fridge, say it every morning, declare it. You know, in Job 22, 28, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. And that's God's word. So thank you, Helen, for that. That's awesome. You know, I just think, what is God saying to us in this time? What is God saying to the world? Now, what is the world thinking right now? Fear. And it's a time for God to touch these ones that are out there, that they may come back to him. I believe God's going to call people in with a shaking. You know, it's a time for harvest and a time for souls. You know, they're so fragile. People are fearful. I mean, they're taking names and address even when you go and have a cup of coffee. It's like, well, and we've got to be sensible. I realise that. But, you know, it's a time for us to rise up. I believe God is testing the church like never other time. The time for people to be of faith. The time to reach out and take his love to the lost. You know, in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And, you know, as fear can take over, I must admit, I've had fear. My daughter came back, my three family members came back from, where were they? They were all in different places, Los Angeles, New York, everywhere. And Ange has got this terrible sore throat, chest, everything. So she's been tested for the virus. Oh, she said, now if Diane's there, it's all right. Diane works for her. But I'm believing, and no, I said to Ange, I really believe she's got a bad cold in her chest. I just really felt that. But she had to go to the place, you know, and she said they're all done up with their uniforms, everything goes in. But she said they were so loving and so kind. But you know, fear gets in when it touches your family. Fear can get in any way. You know, we can have fear from way back, and the enemy wants to bring fear in this time. And God said, do not be intimidated at all with fear. And I think I'm going to break it off, you know. But you know, he does, even with my age, that, you know, when I was speaking about over 17, if you've got an autoimmune, I'm going, yeah. And it was like, fear hit me. And I'm going, no. And then Helen sent that on Facebook, and I'm going, this is the word of the Lord, that we're not to fear. So I just want to break it. You know, sometimes we have to repent. Repent to God that we've allowed fear to come in. So I just want you to do that. Say, sorry, God, I've allowed fear to come in. And I would say 95% have been a bit fearful. So we repent and we renounce fear. And we say, God, we don't want to be part of it. But when you get the word of God, see, when we were reading that declaration, faith was arising. I could feel it. It changed the atmosphere. And it's like God is saying, do not let fear come in. So let's break the spirit of fear and any fear that's in your mind. Father, we know this is not a time to fear, but Lord, to have a sound mind, because that's what you say that you give us. So Lord, we break every stronghold. We pull down every spirit of fear that would attach itself to us, that would allow it to come in when we listen to the news. Father, we just pray that, Lord, we rebuke it and we bind the power of fear right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we loose on you the faith of God. We release you the power of the mind of Christ. We release on you the glory of his presence, that we are not to fear. And I was just looking at Alicia there. She works in the hospital. So we pray a special protection and covering of the blood of Jesus as your family just prays for you. God said that he is going to watch over you. He is going to protect you. And no enemy will come near you. God said, you are going to shine with the glory of my light. You are going to shine with my presence. God said, you're going to be a carrier of my power. And he said, when other are fearing, you'll be able to stand tall and say, no, I've got the Lord, and the blood of Jesus is over me. And you're going to speak out, and you're going to actually, where people are fearful, they're going to feel the presence of God in you, and the fear is going to be released from them. God said, do not fear, I am with you, and I'm going to give you a long life. This is not going to touch you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. So, do we believe we have a miraculous God? Yes. Hallelujah. You know, and definitely prayers can stop this virus. And I, at 7 o'clock last night, I put out, all New Zealand was praying that this virus will stop. And I just love it because the power in prayer and what is in us is greater. Hallelujah. And I love the scripture, how powerful, and this is so powerful. Whoa, I can feel the anointing on it. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who loveth him. Isn't it amazing? He has prepared for us when we truly love him. He's prepared something so amazing that it's so powerful. Wow. And he also said, you know, like the forgiveness of sin. I just put down the things that we are called because of what he has prepared for us. What he's prepared for us. First, he saves our souls. He saves us through the cross of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus. He saves us. He's prepared for us. He's prepared a place in heaven. He's prepared eternal life with him. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. Hallelujah. I've written down a few. Wow, through the power and the blood of the cross. Total healing. Total healing in Jesus' name. Curses broken through the cross. Deliverance happens because of Jesus. Such joy in serving him. Moving in signs, wonders, and miracles. He has anointed us to heal the sick. He's given us compassion for those that hurt. We are blessed. We carry the love of his presence. We carry his love. I just love it when I can touch somebody with the love of Jesus. His compassion. But this is what he's prepared for us. It's not to be an unhappy, miserable Christian that, you know, that is like a lemon. But as one that is sweet with the honey, taste and see that the Lord is good. Clive prophesied that last week. Taste and see that the Lord is good. I remember when God came, well, the Lord in a vision, came and sat beside me. And he said, how are you, Trish? And I'm going, I'd love to be doing more. This was way back. I'd love to be doing more for you. And he said, I want to give you some honey. And I'm going, oh, honey. And, you know, it was after that that I looked up. Honey is revelation, it's strength, it's joy, it's so much. And he gave me, there's some people from Australia watching this today. Hi, Pauline and John. He gave me a teaspoon of honey and he said, I want you to come with me. So this is vision. And I held his hand and we went over New Zealand. This is what's going to happen, church. And he said, look at New Zealand. I said, it's on fire for you, God. And then he said, look over at Australia. And I said, do I have to? I'm naughty. I just have Susie on. I love it. And all of Australia was on fire. So the honey... So we know that we're coming into revival and this shaking is just for a while. It's hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow. He's prepared so much for us. And we're just going over to Haggai chapter 2 and we all know what that is. As that was amazing today, Hazel. Loved it. You got preaching ability in you. What was awesome. Really good. But there is a shaking that's happening. 6 to 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts. Once more, it is in a little while. And I believe we're shaking now. Right now, God is shaking us. People are shaking. People are frightened. People aren't going, you know, it's just like he's shaking us. I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. Do you think all the nations are the same as what's happening to us? Some are worse, and we're not going to get worse. But he is shaking and shaking and shaking because we are in the end times. Jesus' return is so close. And he's doing it for our own good, that we may seek him with all our heart. Yeah, and I will fill this all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. People are going to turn to God. China is having so many miracles happening because the underground church, but they're seeing miracles, they're seeing souls saved, they're calling out to God, and miracles are happening. God's got their hearts, God has got them. That nation is coming alive with the glory of his presence. Wow. Hallelujah. Why don't we hear about Russia? It came to me last night. I don't know. Anyway, shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine. The world can't have it. It's like everything's taking off, it's and people and jobs and are shutting down. But God said, it's all mine. I won't let you go without people. You are my children. You are my family. You are my sons. You are the bride of Christ. All the silver is mine. All the gold is mine. You will not go without. Have you all got your toilet paper? I saw a great big, did anybody see this great big truck? It was just absolutely empty, and on it was tied one toilet roll. It was a huge, this truck would go like, and there was just one toilet roll, and it was like, oh, that got me. I cracked up laughing. I thought, anyway. God's even got the toilet paper in control. We do not fear. And I went to get flour and there's none, and I thought, good, I don't have to bake. Hallelujah. That would be hard for Sue. She loves baking. Well, but you know, people are running in panic and fear. And I believe there'll be a lot more shaking. I believe this is travail. I believe this is the start of much. But we've got to believe, you know, not to be alarmed, but it's a time to draw near to God. But I find the shaking is bringing us to repentance, bringing us to our knees. I mean, the world, oh, I was going to say something, but I felt God said, hold it back. That's wise, Trish. But the world is such a mess. And this is the time for us to shine with his glory. You know, we are in for the biggest harvest that we've ever, ever going to see. You know, we pray over this basket. I'll bring our basket out. We pray over this basket, many, many names of people that either backslidden or don't know Jesus. This is so hot with the fire of God. We have put oil on it. We have prayed. We've scattered it. We've walked on it. We've done everything. We've hugged it. We've loved it. We've done everything. We've had people have laid on it, haven't they? It's like those names, all that. Imagine them coming into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Wow. Where did I get? Silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former. What is virus? What are we to fear? Yeah, God is so amazing. But it says, the glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, what does he say? I will give you peace. I hope you all come out with peace and faith. Holy is the Lord. You know how you wake up with songs? Clive wakes up with one. I said, I don't know that one, Clive, but it's hitting him. It's really you know, he's excited about it. But the one I've been singing, as the deer pants for the water, oh, my soul yearns for the courts of the Lord. And I've got this one, which is different, Psalm 84:2. My soul longs, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. You know, how desperate and how thirsty are we that we long for the courts of the Lord. To be with Him, it's the most beautiful time, is to be with Him. You know, if fear comes and you've heard the news, put on worship songs. Sing as the deer pants for the water. You know, he pants, he's thirsty, he's absolutely, I want that water, otherwise I'm going to die. That's what God said, we've got to pant, we've got to, our soul, wow, for the courts of the Lord. You know, and he fills our soul with so much of him. Our souls find such a beautiful resting place. You know, my soul was so full of junk and mess and hurt and pain. But when you get closer to God, He restores your soul. He takes all the past away, all the memories away. As we yearn for Him, to be with Him, oh, we find that resting place. Wow. And don't let the enemy take away the zeal. Let God breathe on us afresh. On Friday, oh, I just have to have a drink. Wow. The anointing is very heavy up here. On Friday, Lynette and I, we met a young man. And he was from the mongrel mob. Totally saved. He was so on fire. It was like you were in the presence of God. He had an encounter with God. God met with him. And it changed him completely. And he said, take me, God. I just love you. Just say, just an encounter. And he was just reaching up. He says, take me to heaven now. Take me to heaven now. I want to go with you. Because he had felt the presence of God. And God said, no, I've got a work for you to do. But, you know, as he was coming over, he was just going, hallelujah, and, you know, in Chartwell, hallelujah. And I'm going, whoa, this man knows Jesus. And he just, honestly, his face just glowed. And as soon as he got saved, he was living with his partner. He said, we've got to get married. We've got to get baptized. And they'd been together for 6 years and they could never conceive a baby. As soon as they got married, they've conceived a baby. And the Lord just gave him a hunger for the word. And he devoured it. And he ate it. And he drank it. And, you know, and I said, oh, I think your wife's got a Joseph. And he said, oh, I love the story of Joseph. And he started bringing and sharing the story of Joseph. And I'm thinking, this is amazing. He brought the word of God alive. And I'm going, Lord, and I'm going, oh, I've lost this. I've lost where he's at. You know, when I was saved, I every person around me got saved. I talked to everybody about Jesus. And I had a group of us. We all went to, what was it at high school? You all got together, Crusaders. And you all got in the room and it was getting bigger and bigger because I was on fire. I knew that God had done something so different to me that I couldn't not stop and talk about Jesus. And wasn't it Lynette? Just being with this guy was just, I came away and I got on my knees and I said, I want that fire back. Yes. I want that zeal back. Yes. It was holy. I'm just about finished. I want to yearn for his presence. I want every part of me oozing out of my pores the presence of God. Who wants to be like that? That we're so much like Jesus. And you know, I just think of you dying when you touch those little ones, as you're oozing out the glory, they're going to come into the kingdom of heaven. We don't know how God uses us just by, I know we're not allowed to touch, but you can do elbows or feet or whatever. Hallelujah. And I just, and Haggai 2, I will fill the temple with glory. The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former. And in this place I will give peace. And I've got, wow. Oh, God, fill it today. Let this be the latter place of glory. Let the glory come into this place. Let us go way. Oh, Clive's telling me to preach it. Yes. Preach it, let the glory. We're coming into something that we've never seen before. It's going to be different. You know, we've always said that, but you know, what's happening in the world is different than we've ever experienced in our lives. And just sometimes you get a tinge of fear, but just don't. Think, we're all going to be alive for the, even us over 70. We're going to see the temple filled with a latter glory. And the world, we will do greater works than Jesus. Praise his wonderful name. Let's just give him a clap offering. Praise his wonderful name. Can I have the worship? Holy is the Lord. Can the worship team come up? Father, I just thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you that you want us to be so yearning for your cause. We want to be in your presence. Lord, we want to have the zeal and we want to have the fire of your passion back in our hearts, mind and soul. We want to be taken over completely by you. Oh, Father, let our homes be a place where your glory can dwell. Let our homes be so blessed that when people come in, they feel the glory of your presence. Oh, Lord, please change us out of apathy. Please change us out of what we've been in. But Lord, let it be that we're so on fire that you will use us in these times. Lord, thank you for your word. It is so powerful. And we just pray that, Lord, you'll touch each person, that Lord, they will be filled with the glory, but they will not fear. They'll be filled with faith, believing for the resurrection power. Hallelujah. The resurrection power. He has risen. He is risen in us. Yes, risen indeed. Hallelujah.